Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are again. A bank holiday weekend, I mean. Yippee! And the sun's going to come out, whatever next. Yes, it is Saturday evening, 9 o'clock. Time to crack open a cold one, I should suggest, because it is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, bienvenue, salut, hello, and greetings to this virtual Brew Jazz Wee Jumping In special. Yes, for the second year running, we've had to forego our annual pilgrimage to the land of lace, waffles, frites and beer.
Boo, boo, boo.
And, of course, non-stop jazz for the whole weekend. Although this year, Bruxellians will have the opportunity to cycle around the city for a socially distanced series of performances played on balconies. We, unfortunately, will not be able to visit. So you find yourself in the vicinity of Belgium on your bike. If not, we'll try and bring you the next best thing and try and relay some of the variety and musical miscellany that for the last decade or so have been the high point of the late May bank holiday weekend for us. So, ignoring the travel, the sun, the beer and the unlikely hero that is a small boy urinating in the street, what's brought Belgium back to your ears this week, H?
Oh, there's so many bands I could choose from, not enough time. However, after a lot of whittling, as they say, and a cold beer and a piece of cheese, we're going to be dreaming with the Elephants, a quirky band I do just love, eating turkey with Augusto Perroda and one of their guest spots at Cane, which I really enjoyed, loud but excellent, Kneebody.
And for me, well, something better than static, a reclaimed treasure, a particulate fluid, and to start, a game of cat and mouse. Thank you. finer way to start the show than that. Possibly a title taken from a Claude Lelouch detective thriller, or perhaps Tom and Jerry, Le Chat et la Souris from Charlier et Souris Multiquarium Big Band, taking me back a decade or so to our first visit to the festival, a warm Friday evening in Place St. Catherine. Monk behind us with more beers than you can shake a stick at, some cheese, Coup de Bière et Charlier Souris with their quintet, not the big band on that occasion, but nonetheless it was a swinging set as I remember. And on that track we heard a trumpet solo from French trumpeter Claude Gia and Spanish saxophonist Perico Sambiet, as well as André Charlier on the drums, of course, and a fine piano solo from Benoit Souris at the end.
Terrific stuff, yeah. And I do remember one of the early ones, seeing Charlier Souris with you sitting there, cheese, beer, sunshine, and they were going 20 to the dozen. It was one of those magic moments.
And what year was that?
Yeah, oh, lordy. I thought it was about 10 years ago, 12?
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. Yeah. It was 2011. Yeah. And in fact, we stayed in a little pension, which was quite a long walk in. And we walked for ages trying to find this place and actually just heard the music in the end. But no, good memories.
Good memories indeed. It is our Brussels Jazz Special, Brew Jazz. We would normally be away there enjoying it, of course, because of COVID. It isn't happening, or at least in the fullest sense of the word, not happening this year. We're keeping our fingers crossed for London Jazz, which looks like it is going to go ahead with proper concerts in November. But yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed for now. But now we're enjoying the music that we have seen over the years in Brussels. And one piano player I've really enjoyed is Augusto Perroda, first recommended actually by Sam, our own Brussels jazz man who's based and plays professional music out around the Brussels scene as well in various jazzy forms. And he said, oh, this is a good group, you ought to go and see them. First time we saw them, we were out in a venue very popular with the young ones. I think we were the oldest there in many ways. And then the second time we saw them, much closer to home in the Café du Mont, I think it is, a place we've eaten in several times, a nice basement area, and they're playing in the cellar. Augusto Perroda on piano, got a sort of free style, but really lovely, nice sort of touches of Jarrett from time to time, touches of Paul Bley, all sorts. And playing in this particular instance with a quartet, Ben Sluis, a fantastic alto sax player, Manolo Cabras on bass, and the super Marek Patraman active on the scene on drums, and an imaginative drummer at that. The album's called Turkey is Better Eaten. This track is called Blah Blah Play. Really enjoyed those tracks on that Augusto Poroda Quartet album. Turkey is Better Eaten. Picked up while I was there. Enjoy it, he said, signing it for me, which was very kind. And also endorsed by none less personage than the late, great Gary Peacock, who said, "Hi, Augusto," on the liner notes. "Finished listening to your recording with great pleasure. It's a wonderful thing. Congratulations. If we forget about ourselves, spontaneity is only possible," says Gary, "if we forget about ourselves and listen." Very true. Gary Peacock, not bad to recommend your album, is it?
And, not most at enjoyable. All. Can't go much wrong with that. Regular fixture now, ever since we started attending the festival, and in fact, you're right, 2011, that first year, we saw him in the main square in the Grand Place. But since then, it has been at a nightclub, which is a jazz institution in Brussels, Sounds Jazz Club, for an all-night session with guitarist Philip Catherine. Although only a mere 77, Philip continues to reinvent himself with regularly with young new bands and new formats. And this recent trio release, White Noise, sees him in the company of bassist Martin Wind and the flugelhorn of Ak Van Royen. Here they are with Kenny Wheeler's Canter. Thank you. Beautiful. A lovely rendition there of Kenny Wheeler's composition, Canter, from Martin Wind, Philip Catherine and Ak Van Ruyen. And should you get the opportunity to see Philip at Sounds, remember to bring the paper and the croissants in along with the milk when you finally get home.
Yes, they do go on to the wee small hours. Now then, where are we going from there? Well, I'll tell you what, here's a quirky one that I've always loved. We've got several of their CDs, which are always most enjoyable. Difficult to categorise them. They're sort of part African, part jazz, part folk, part pop. It's Rêve d'éléphant.
Thank you.
always quirky, always interesting, a sort of a really weird and wonderful lineup on virtually all their albums. The likes of flutes, drum, percussion, guitars, tuba, trombone, voice, baran, dabuka, congas, percussion, trumpet, and some electronics as well. They were live in the square about 4 or 5 years ago. A unique sound, Rêve d'éléphant, and an album which they called Pourquoi pas un scampi, which I think is basically why not a lobster?
Indeed, you might say. And in fact, one thing about Brussels over the years is not only there's a huge variety of different styles of music, we nearly always find something we like. We nearly always find something which is new and a surprise to us. And on occasions find people that we really know and love from their global footprint who just happen to pop up while they're there. But oddly, in their programming, they invariably seem to start in the Grand Place with the kind of thing that you'd rather sit back with a glass of wine in a really quiet environment late at night, and they put it on to launch a festival in front of thousands of people in ordinary times. But a concert I really, really would have liked to have seen, caught back in 1997, was the drummer Bruno Castellucci and his quintet. I'm just glad they popped into Jet Studios for one day and recorded this album. Here's Ambleside.
Hello, I'm Jasper from Phronesis. You're listening to Manx Radio with Chris and H.
Of the wonderful Igor Jechano to head towards the end. Road Story, Sam Gerstmann's Turn Verbruggen on the drums. You saw him Flagey Studio for a wonderful gig. Well, I might have had too much beer. And before that, one of the guest bands, non-Belgian, American, of course, Ben Wendell's Knee Body with a great track called For the Fallen.
And we had to look twice because the bass player was also the drummer. And if you thought the first
Nate
of that
Smith.
Room
oh, wow.
sounded more like Lake District than Brussels District, you'd be right. Bruno Castellucci Quintet with a John Taylor track, Ambleside, recorded in Brussels' oldest studio, Jet Studios, which played host to sessions as varied as Edith Piaf, Charles Trenet and the Rolling Stones. And that quintet with the unmistakable piano of John Taylor, Stan Sulzman on sax, Uli Beckerhoff on trumpet, Dilte Eeg and the leader, Bruno Castellucci at the drums. And I bought that the last time we were there, 2019. Well, that's about it for this special Brew Jazz Wee edition of Jumping In, but hopefully we've time to bring you just a bit of a track, at least from drummer Antoine Pierre and his band Urbex Electric, slated to be one of the headline acts of 2020 Festival, which sadly was not to be. But here they are caught live, as you mentioned, another Brussels landmark, Flagey Studios, in Jan 2020, just before COVID struck. Trumpeter Jean-Paul Estevignard, pianist Bram Deleuze, guitarist Bud Cools, Bert van Gelden on the soprano sax, Joseph de Moulin on Rhodes, bassist Rainer Bass, and Antoine Pierre at the drums. Here's Obsession. Shoes, Prost until next week.
Indeed. And maybe we might yet get to see Nathalie Laurier.
Well, who knows?